And it's John Gibbons for the Ampio Vap, and this is a loan watch, and this is a show we like to do periodically throughout the season to see how some of our lads are getting on at different clubs where we've sent them out on loan. And we're starting very close to home, in fact, just over the water. In fact, the place I'm going this week to watch LFC Women, it's Tranmere Rovers, and it's Matty Houghton, who's from A Trip to the Moon podcast. So, Matty, thanks so much for coming on.
No worries, John. Thanks for having me, mate. Good to speak to you.
So you're on because you're the home this year, not just of LFC Women, but of Paul Glatzel, who's gone over to try and get some game time. So the stats tell us, I think it's 5 appearances and no goals yet. But what do your eyes tell us about how he's done?
I think it's probably a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest, John. I think he's obviously came with a lot of plaudits, and we obviously knew of his record scoring at the academy at Liverpool was very good. So you sort of think a player with his ability coming into the league, a League Two team, providing he got the service, we were sort of hoping for big things from him, really. But it hasn't quite worked out, if we're honest. He started the first couple of games, two league games he started and a cup game away at Oldham. And then since then, he's not really featured that much. He's featured in the Papa John's trophy. But other than that, you know, our last two league games, he's not even been in the squad. So I think the main criticism of him, and it's not really a criticism, it's more of I think the perception that young lads at under 23 levels can step into league football easily has sort of been, you know, it's not always the case. And I think what we've seen with Paul is that he can be easily knocked off the ball. He's obviously coming back from a real bad injury as well that we knew about. So he may not be firing on all cylinders, so to speak. But I think for Tranmere fans, we were sort of hanging our hopes on a goal scorer.
Yeah.
Having lost James Vaughan. And I think any striker that we signed, we were sort of thinking this has got to be the one. And none of them really have been firing on all cylinders. So it's been a little bit of a tough start, I think, for Paul.